Yeah, I just believe this is a conflict of interest. You know, y'all are voting on whether or not to receive a gift from a vendor.
No, that's not our attorney's position. Just to make that clear.
No, I get that, but it's my position. So I'm allowed to have a position.
You are.
That's all I'm doing is stating my position.
Madam Attorney, am I to understand correctly that your objective here and the strategy is that you'll have each commissioner abstain from his own item, but then the same commissioners that are in the same bowl of hot water voting on each other's items so that you're able to, I mean, does that not strike you as trying to kind of get around the whole idea since these commissioners are all in the same situation?
Technically, they don't even have to abstain. It's just my advice that they do abstain because of the appearance.
Yeah. So the backdrop to all of this, first voice you heard there was Larry Downs Jr. and Commissioner Bergosh kind of interrupting him when he was trying to have his public comment. This is all about the offer by the Levin Papantonio Rafferty Law Firm to represent the county and also the three individual county commission members, Stephen Barry Lumen May and Robert Bender, in the lawsuit that has been filed by Pam Childers, the clerk of the court and county comptroller, against the county and them as individual named defendants over the retirement fund issue, right? You remember so much backdrop here. I can't always take for granted that people know it. You had the Florida retirement system is the normal. That's what everybody's in. And you get a little bit of benefit out of that personally, but the county pays a substantial amount of money into that in order to maintain the system and to pay, you know, back funded liabilities and stuff like that. Well, the county then created this system a long time ago that allows people to opt into a kind of a private retirement account. The ICMA program or the 401, there's all different ways we describe it. And the issue here is that different kinds of employees or elected officials, in this case, get different kinds of percentages. And the percentage that was going to Robert Bender originally, who figured out how this program worked and saw, well, that's a good deal, was 51% of his income every year was going to go into a retirement plan for him. And then when Commissioners May and Barry discovered that fact, they were very angry, and they realized that they had made a huge blunder in not taking advantage of that deal, and they wanted to be in it. And they also asked for the ability for the county to pay them back compensation, like $250,000 back compensation, in order to compensate them for what they said was HR's failure to disclose to them how lucrative this deal was. Yeah, kind of crazy that the employees were in the position to vote on granting themselves that much money as a back pay for their failure to understand the system. Okay, that's the backdrop. Okay, that didn't come to pass. They didn't vote on it. Okay, they didn't have that actually happen. They tried, but that went away. But then you also have Pam Childers who says, well, this whole system is not legal. This whole system of having you have a private retirement account as an elected official, that looks like a pay raise to me. And since you're not allowed to vote yourselves or have a pay raise because, you know, pay is set by the state, this whole system of having a private retirement account is illegal. So she's filed a lawsuit, and on her side, you've got Matt Danheiser and also Ed Fleming is representing her. And then on the defense side for the county, you've got, again, Levin Papantonio and Troy Rafferty defending the county and, you know, strong lawyers on both sides. So it's going to be a good legal fight over who's right about that. That's not the issue here. The issue is that they wanted to vote and did vote in the end to receive pro bono legal representation by Levin Papantonio Rafferty, free to them as commissioners, even though they're not really acting, in my opinion, as commissioners here, but so much as employees. But of course, the challenge is that they made the vote. And so it's a weird case, but they're getting it pro bono. And that's a gift by a vendor is one element of this. So that's a problem. But then you have this completely hinky setup of the item they voted on where Commissioner May had to recuse himself from the vote to let Levin Papantonio represent him for free because it seemed like a conflict of interest because he's getting the benefit, personal representation, instead of having to hire a lawyer. And they voted 3-1 with May abstaining and Commissioner Underhill against. And then they had Commissioner Bender... And he had to abstain while the three of them then turned around and voted for him and Underhill objected. And then Commissioner Barry, who had to abstain while the other three then turned around to vote for him to get a personal benefit of this pro bono legal representation. What? I mean, if the point was to avoid the appearance of the conflict of interest and the appearance of impropriety because you have to recuse yourself, this was not a solution.
So is your advice to this board that the appearance of each one voting for their own thing is somehow worse than the appearance of each one of them voting for each other's but not their thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's a pitch. Good pitch.
I mean, I agree with Doug about this. I mean, I like Allison. She does a good job, but this is weird. The short version of this is Commissioners May, Barry, and Bender received a personal benefit by having three other commissioners on a rotating basis vote for them to receive it on a vote which they abstained, but then could turn around and vote for each other about it. You know, you scratch my back, you scratch my back, you know, you vote for me, I'll vote for you. There wasn't a promise of that, but clearly that was the concept. And to me, very simple. Allison Rogers said, you don't have to abstain, I just recommend it to avoid the appearance of impropriety. This made it way worse. This made it look totally sketchy. I don't know if it's an ethics violation. I don't know if it's a legal violation. I'm just telling you, as a citizen watching this, it looks shady as hell. That's how it looked to me. And every time I hear somebody notice this, they're like, they did what? If they had to recuse themselves, then they should have recused themselves all as a group. And if they didn't have to recuse themselves, then they should have just voted on it as a group. Splitting it up into this Byzantine way of returning the favor for the favor for the favor. Like I said, I mean, it made it look far worse. And by the way, Commissioner Underhill, he even said at one point, look, if they paid for legal representation, or at least if they had to get reimbursed if they lost, I wouldn't even mind it. It was just the voting of the gift and this weird architecture of pretending to abstain for something, but in the process getting the benefit of everybody else voting for you. Just, you know, the stuff that you see. And this is like at the end of the meeting, and I hadn't even been paying attention to this, and it was like I just finally got through watching all of the rest of the meetings from last week when I was on vacation, or when I was behind for having to go to the PACE Awards. Oh, my goodness. 437-1620, 437-1620.
With this, because the hypocrisy is rampant across the board, local, state, and federal, even worldwide. It's rampant, and that's what this is hypocrisy. You're voting for each other to receive a gift from a vendor. You wouldn't allow the chief building official to receive a gift from me,
a plumber,
because he's inspecting me. I'm paying him money to inspect me. You wouldn't do the same thing. And this is very similar. It's a service that they provide to the county that we pay for as taxpayers, and then y'all get the same service for free. That just doesn't sit well. That's the reason why each one of you are having to abstain.
Yeah, this is, I'm just telling you, my phone blew up when I was talking about this just now. Crazy. So many people, I'm getting texts like, you know, they're so corrupt. The commission has lost their mind. You know, who orchestrated all this anyway without breaking any sunshine laws? Which is a good question. Especially since the letter that each of the commissioners filed, that May, Bender, and Barry filed, it's the same letter that they just each individually copy and pasted onto their own letterhead and slightly changed some of the formatting. And two of them, May and Barry, didn't even understand that the 10th bullet point wasn't a 10th bullet point, but an add-on. It's just, they're funny to read because somebody wrote that for them. Who wrote that for them? I don't know. I don't know if Allison Rogers wrote it for him. I don't know if Levin Papantonio wrote it for him. You know, if they're not supposed to be getting legal representation yet until they agree to receive it pro bono, then Levin Papantonio shouldn't have been writing it for him, and they would know better. So I'm guessing it's Allison, but I'm guessing. I don't know. I got, you know, somebody here says they're so corrupt. Somebody here says pro bono is a conflict of interest from a law firm that's helping the county. Pro bono or not, they should get their own attorneys. And, you know, again, Levin Papantonio represents employees against the county, which they advertised that conflict, and the county had to accept a waiver of that conflict. You know, and they're doing this for the county and also for the individuals. And I don't really have a problem with Levin Papantonio here. You know, they're trying to serve the county, I think. It's the commissioner's acceptance of all of this and the way they've done it. Anyway, that's just wild. Epic fail, somebody here says. Thank God for Doug Underhill and shame on the others, somebody here says. Hopefully they will be punished accordingly and voted out of office. I don't know what the follow-up to this is all going to be, but it's, man, it's... This is not done by any stretch of the imagination.